Like, it would be much better to sell the property right now. If you sell the property right now, so for sure you're going to stop them from getting a mezainis. And it's only a subject whether you would have get a better price or not. See, the Kota Birchon is the Kasha. What did we wait 30 days for? The din should have been sell it right now. As soon as she wants a collective suba, we should tell her, okay, we're going to sell the property right now. So she'll stop taking mezainis, so there'll be a gain for the assignment this way. Otherwise, it's only a doubt. We don't know, like Masad Mayadinim, Ima Vachinim, Ilema Vachinim. Someone says, no, hold a kash, this won't be a kasha. Talmud Tais says now, Pitavask Subos Mabezdin, that she comes to Bezdin to tell Bezdin Nishno, I want to collect my ksuba. Now the law is, as soon as an Isha comes to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, I want to collect my ksuba, so we're going now to Rav Yehuda Amashmuel. The Yom Rav Yehuda Amashmuel, Hatavask Subos Mabezdin, his summer is today, the ksuba in Bezdin, is Ein Lamazonis. As soon as she goes to Bezdin to start to ask for the ksuba, even though it will take Bezdin a month till they pay her up, but from that second that she starts to ask for the ksuba, she loses her mezainis. So therefore it's good our Mishnah that the Bezdin, the same don't have to pay any more her mezainis as soon as she asks for the ksuba. But now Bezdin has the right to say, we'll have to wait 30 days until we get the best price for it. Someone says, if so, is the kuke lemet hakinin law? If so, again, we should not sell it at all then. Like, if she loses her mezainis right now, so then what's the purpose of selling the property right now? Let's wait until your son comes gedolim. The only reason we said before why Rabbi Yochanan was masking like Subas Isha is because your son loses out the mezainis. But if you tell me once she comes to ask Bezdin for a ksuba, she doesn't get a mezainis anyway, so now Bezdin should wait and not sell until they become gedolim. It's more so that you can't do. More says no. Ela, kivun des hakinun lo mikara. Since she comes to Bezdin to say she wants a ksuba, and because of that at the beginning Bezdin passed and she doesn't get a mezainis, so since Bezdin started to take a case, Mr. Kinnon Olubsaif, Avada Bezdin has to end off a case and passkin for her to get her the ksuba. And therefore we can't wait now until the assignment becomes gedolim, but rather we have to sell the property now, and that's our mission, and we have to wait 30 days. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's good. The Moshe says, Mikol Mokum Dolor Rabasi Kasha, according to Rabasi, it's Kasha Mishnah. That he says the only time you sell the determined property is for Ribis, not even to Ksubas Isha. So why in our Mishnah are we selling it? So Moshe says, yes, Leon, maybe the Mishnah is talking about it, could be according to Rabasi, for Baal Choy Bode Kechovim. That the Baal Choy that we want to pay back is a guy. And he talks is collecting Ribis. And therefore we don't want to wait because the Ribis will grow and grow the interest. Aye, the question is then, the guy won't wait even 30 days. What do we gain by waiting 30 days? The answer is, Shekibun all of Ladoni Bedin Yisrael. That the guy accepted upon himself, listen to what Bezdin says. So Bezdin says, okay, stop the ribis now, and we'll pay you in 30 days, so listen. For the Mar Yochi, so ribis namimel lishko. If the guy like accepted, listen to Bezdin, so Bezdin should tell him, we're not going to collect ribis at all. Someone says, no, Shekibun all of Lazoo, like Kibun all of Lazoo. The guy only accepted to say, I'll wait 30 days, that's all. But to say, I'm not going to collect my interest, that he didn't accept. Because the guy is allowed to. A Jew is allowed to give interest or collect interest from a guy. So therefore, the guy will still want his interest. That's the case the Mishnah's talking about. So therefore, according to, that's the reason why Bezdin would sell the property of the assignment. So then it wouldn't be Kasha Mabasi. Toshima, come in here. It says, Ein Nefrei Menichsi Yisayim Elimin Azaburis. When we go to sell the property of Yisrael, we only sell Zaburis the worst. So now, the Mayaskin, what are we talking about? Mitzayis, he won't listen. He's going to say he wants the best property. He won't take the worst. He wants the best. Yisrael, we're talking about the regular Bachayv of Yisrael. So the question is, if the Jew is taking interest, do we let him take it? About the Bezdin will stop him. It must be where he's not charging interest. And it's a regular Jew coming to collect his chayv, that he lent the father money, he wants the money back now. Still, the Mishnah says then, Uktoni Nuskakukin, that we do go to pay him back. So again, the question is, why does Bezdin sell the property of the Yisraelim? So Bishvayim of the Rabbi Yechonim, Mupilob Ksubas Isha, we're talking about Ksubas Isha. And Mishum Mizoini, that's why we sell now. Elul Rabasi, he does not from Ksubas Isha, so Kasha, why does Bezdin sell the property here? Ovloch Rabasi, no, Rabbi Yechon again, Minich is a good Iksuba, Mayri Miyasmi, why dafke Misaimim, Afilim in order day nami bizaburius. that if we're talking about collecting Ksubas Isha, so what does it say only when you collect from Yisaimim? That you collect only from the worst property, no matter who you collect from. Even if you collect from the husband himself. That's the locha that Ksubas Isha only has the right to collect from Zaburius. And here it's Mashma, it's a special locha of the Yisaimim, so we're not talking about Ksubas Isha. So Moses says, maybe no, holakash, that wouldn't be such a big kasha. I'll tell you, Rabbi Meir, it goes according to Rabbi Meir. The other Rabbi Meir Shita is, that Ksubas Isha Bebeninis, that a regular Isha collects a Ksuba from her husband, unless he gives her a get, she has a right to get from Beninis. But over here, since it's from Yisaimim, here it's from Zaburius. So maybe, again, it wouldn't be a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. For the more, Umeyasme Bezaburius. But when you collect the Ksuba from Yisaimim, then you only get Zaburius. See, if a Kont Rabbi Yechanan is good. The more it says, Mikol Mokol Rabasi Kashma, it's Kashma Kont Rabasi. So more it says, Luyor Lama Tayyiva Baal Choyf. But don't forget that it's a Baal Choyf, the other Kovin is a Goy. It's not a Ksuba Sisha. Aye, the question was, the Goy won't accept to collect from Zaburius, from the worst. The answer is again, as we're talking about the case, Shekibul Olav Lodim Medina Yisrael. The Goy was good to us and accepted, I'll take any payment the Jewish Bezel will give me. So Bezin's just say we don't like to give interest either. The answer was, the guy only accepted to take the payment any type, but not to give up his interest. That he wouldn't accept upon himself. So again, it's not a kasha kunz grabasi. But Toshima coming here, it's a kasha from the end of our Mishnah. That the Mishnah, or in the end of the Bais we had before, that Toshima we had before, our Manas litin lishuk subasul abachoiv, achoivoi. So when Bezdin announces, it says before, when they sell the property, they have to say clearly for what purpose they're selling it. They have to speak out, either they're selling it to pay up an Isha or Ksuba, or else to pay up a Baal Choyv Choyva. It says clearly both reasons. So Bishloim Baal Choyv is good, Bein Maru, Bein Makar Shaninan. Even the answer both of them is talking about a Goy, Kiblol of the Zoo, so Baal Choyv is good, there's Ribbis involved. Elok Subaso, it says clearly we sell the property to pay up a Ksuba. So Bishnah and Rabbi Yechanan Nicha. He says it's always that way. When an Ebenisha wants a Ksuba, so we pay it up now in order to stop it from getting the Mezainis. That's a good reason. Elok Rabasi, he holds no, that Mezainis is not a reason because she pays them a paycheck anyway. So Kasha, it's a steer on the price. The other price says clearly that we do sell the property for a Ksuba Sisha. So my answer is, I'll tell you, you know what the price is talking about over here? We're talking about that the husband, before he died, he admitted and told people, I did not pay your Ksuba yet. So therefore, there's no reason not to collect from the Yisaimim. In other words, the only reason why Stamazah we would not collect from Yisaimim when the Ketanim, until they come to Berlin, we have to be afraid maybe the father really paid it up. And the kids don't know about it. When they get older, they'll realize it. So the only reason not to pay up right now is because maybe really it was paid up already. But over here, if the father, before he died, spoke out clearly and said, Yishno, I did not pay my wife a Ksuba, it was not paid up yet, then everybody agrees that Avada, the Bezdin right now, will go sell the property to pay up the Ksuba. So therefore, that price was good even according to Rabasi. The Mor says now, Hashtub the Yastis Lochi, won't you come out to this type of an answer? I'll tell you, Kulunami, all the questions we asked in these brises all before, the same thing. Kulunami Keshechayiv Maida. Like any brise that we have, it's mashma that we do sell the property of Yisaimin, that's all talking about where the father admitted before he died that he did not pay up his chayiv. So then, even without a swara of Rubis, even without a swara of Mezainis, if we know for sure the father didn't pay up, he owes the money, then Avada Bezdin would sell the property of Yisaimin, what they yashin from the father, to pay up the chayiv. Avimor says, Mareimar Agve Ksubasa Legrusha. What's happened in a case that a man gave his wife a get, and now the Grusha wants to collect the Ksubas, a Ksuba, the money. And Mareimar collected the money, Menichse Yidiyasmi. Meaning after the husband gave his wife a get, then the husband died, and the kids yashin the property. So Mareimar went down to the property to sell it, to give the pay up to the Grusha, a Ksuba. So on this, Omele Ravina Lameima, Ravina is back to Meima. Why? What do you do this for? I have Omele Rav Yudom Rav Asi, and Yiskochen and Nichse Yisaimim. We never Stamazai sell the property of Yisaim to pay up the Chayvis, and then came us Ribas Achelas Ben. Only if there's a constant loss, like there's interest involved. And even Rav Yechon Noma Oyle Shtar Sheshba Ribis, either means with this interest involved, or the Ksubis Isha Mishum Zaini. or else where Ish has to pay up, you want to pay Ksuba in order that you shouldn't get a Mazainus. Now, V'afidu Rabbi Yochanan, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Leikom Rioni said that will be Almona. It's only the case where the husband died. If the husband died, then his wife, when she gets a Ksuba, before she collects the money, a Tanai Ksubris, she has a right to get a Mazainus from the Yisaimim. So in such a case where the husband died, not that he gave the get, just that he died first, so then is the reason good we should pay up the ksuba from the nichsi yisaimim, that they should not have to pay from the zaynis. But that's only served if the husband died by an amana. But over here, where the husband gave her a get first, by a get she doesn't get mazainis. If so, there's no loss. So why do you sell the property now to pay up the ksuba? We should wait until they become a gedolim. And the Mor says, "Tafilu Rabbi Yechon lekom el be amona the kamas the mazainis. You're losing out that yisaim are losing out. They have to pay the mazainis." Av grusha nay, but by a grusha where there's no din mazainis, it's only lucky if the husband gives his wife a get, he has to give her the ksuba, but not to feed her anymore. So here, Rabbi Yechon would not say you have a right to sell the property of the yisaimim. So how come Reima went to sell the property of the yisaimim? Or Malay, he said back to him, Ho'anan de Rabbi Yechonon mishum chima maslinun lo. He learned Pshat, the reason why Rabbi Yechonon says that for Ksubis Yishu we do sell the property of the Yisaimim is not because of Mizainis that they're gaining on the deal, but Stamaswa mishum chima, meaning that we want to please the ladies, we want them to be happy to get married. So if like every man is happy, that no matter what, his wife should end up getting the Ksuba. So this, the women know, they'll always end up getting the ksuba, then they'll find chen in the eyes of the men, and they'll get married to them. So that's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan said that to pay up the ksuba, we paid up even from the chsi yisaimim. That's what our Mirema learned. So even by Igrusha, even though there's no svar of mezainis, but still, she's collecting the ksuba right now, so mishum chino, Rabbi Yochanan holds, we have a right to sell the property of the yisaimim right now to pay up the ksuba. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Nachman says like this, Meiresha at the beginning, Lehevi Mitakinan Lenichsei Yasmi. The beginning, Yosu held like this, that I would not sell the property of Yisaimim to pay up the chayv. He didn't want to sell it. Wait till it become gedolim. Don't sell it right now. But Kivun the Shemani Loho, the Rav Huna Chavrin, Mishmei the Rav. But once Rav Nachman heard over what Rav Huna Chavrin said over the name of Rav, that what? That yas me da'achlid leidit hu, yisayim that eat from property that doesn't really belong to them, meaning to say if it's really true that the father borrowed the money, so like the father owes the money back, so if yisayim did not pay up the chayv right now, it's like they're eating the property that doesn't belong to them really. And if so, leiz lebosa shavkayu, did yisayim deserve to go to the same place where the father is, meaning they deserve to die because of that? If so, mikan bielach, like once Rav Nachman heard over this memoir, from now on, mizdakno, yes, any time there was a chayiv, he always went to collect it right away. Any time people had a time against his son, that his son owed them money, he always went right away to sell it, in order that his son should not be over this aveira of eating proper doesn't belong to them. And the most learns mikor at the beginning, though, before he held this din, my timer. How come you didn't want to go down to sell the property of Yisaimim? Why not? So, one of two reasons. Omer Papa Papa says the svar was Priyas Palachoyv Mitzvah. That if you owe somebody money, you have to pay him back, it's a mitzvah. Priyas Palachoyv, when you pay up your chayv, it's a mitzvah de galocha. It's not stama a din tfiyas momen, but it's a mitzvah upon you. And therefore, he owes the svar was V'yas Mela Loi B'nei Neved Mitzvah Ninu. Since the Yisaim, the Katana, they're not machoyv mitzvahs yet. Therefore, we can't force them to pay up. Therefore, we do not make them pay. We don't sell the property until they become gedolim. That was the svara first. That's Rav Papa's svara. Rav Huna bred Rav Yeshua Amano. Eimot svara yatvisei. We have to be afraid that maybe the father, before he died, paid up the chayiv. So, I mean, maybe he paid him up. He gave him a bundle of money. It was paid up, and the Yisraelim don't realize it. So, therefore, we don't make them pay now until they become gedolim and find out all the information they could. We have to wait. The Mor says, "My bina, what's the difference between these two reasons? Let's say before the father died, he said clearly, I didn't pay up my chayv yet. So according to Rav Huna, we would collect from Yisraelim right away. But according to Rav Papa, we still would not collect because it's a mitzvah. We can't force them to do a mitzvah until they come gedolim. Or else, Anami, sham tu meis, like Bezdin knows this person didn't pay up his chayv yet, and they put a needle, put a curse upon him, and he died with it b'shamtoi. So Rashi says, for sure, he didn't pay up. Because if he would have paid up, he would have told Desmond about it, that I paid up to take off his need, to take off his curse. But since he died this way, like, he did not pay up yet. So these are nafkaminas. If it's time to have a shayla, maybe the father paid up. If we know for sure the father didn't pay up, then we sell the nisayim as nechasim. But according to our papa, even in case we know for sure the father didn't pay up, but there's a svara, priyas b'chayv is a mitzvah, and we can't force the nisayim to do the mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Shol chemitom, they sent from there, from the sent letter from Eretz Yisrael, tishamtu what's the case? You can know that Shechai Medinami Shamtu Meis B'Shamtei. And Shol Chemitom De Shamtu Meis B'Shamtei. So let's see here. I mean, they sent it from there, they sent Shom Chemitom, and that's the reason. The Shamtu Meis B'Shamtei, that, then we would pay up. So, not sure. Some of the gifts that should be the Hilchus is like this also, because the Shol Chemitom is not for Lacha. That's not like Rav Papa. But the main reason is we're afraid maybe the father paid up already. Therefore, if the person died, Bishamtui and Echanami, then we would collect. The Yuchos of the Gemara says now, Karafuna Bred Reb Yeshua. That's the way we pass him. Like Karafuna Bred Reb Yeshua. Right, that's this Gersa now. We pass him like this, not like Rav Papa. That the only reason why we would not collect from Yisayimim is because we're afraid maybe the father paid up. But any time will be no clearly the father paid up already, and Echanami, then we would collect from Yisayimim. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Shum HaYisayimim, Belton values the field for Yisayimim Shleshim Yom, Vishum HaGishishim Yom, Umachrizim, Mabayka Verif. But the Maya asking, what's the Mishnah talking about? You learn about Baal Choyiv, that someone's coming to collect money, or Vikichovim, that he's a guy collecting from Ribis, so Mitzayas, that he waits for 30 days, he wants the money right now. El Pshita Baal Choyiv Yisrael. So, that a Baal Choyiv of Yisrael is coming to collect his money. The question is then, why does Belton sell the property of the Yisayimim? What is Bezen sell altogether? So Bishtam Lerafuna Bred Reb Yeshua Muki Lo Bishchayiv Meida. According to him, we have a good answer in the Mishnah. We're talking about now, before the father died, he admitted that he didn't pay up the Chayiv yet. So we're not afraid he was paid up, therefore we collect from the Yisayimim. But then Lerav Papa Kasha, according to Rav Papa, he says that always Prius Bachayiv is a mitzvah. And Bezen doesn't do a mitzvah for Ketanim, so how come Bezen makes them pay up now? To Kasha Lerav Papa. Omer Rav Papa, Papa answers, he boys over one town, says again, Ksubis, Ksuba Mishem China. One answer could be the Mishnah is talking about where an Isha was a collector Ksuba, and that's a Musva Mishem China, that men should find grace in the eyes of the ladies, that they always want the wife can always collect the Ksuba at the right time. And if you if one I could tell you about a Chayv HaKom, talking about a guy, Shekibul Allah B'din Yisrael, that he accepted to be done like a Jew, meaning to say he'll wait for 30 days. But the reason why we sell the property now is because there's interest involved. And we don't want your son to be eaten up completely. If the guy accepted like to wait to listen to the Jews, so why don't we tell the guy to wait until he becomes a godly ready? The answer is no. He only accepted to wait 30 days. That much I wait. If you want me to wait a year, 10 years, till he becomes a godly, then I won't wait. Tashima, come in here. It says like this. It says, Almanas Litin Lishaksuba. It says that you have to, when you sell the property, you have to say clearly why you're selling it. It says, Amunas, you have to speak out, Litin Lishaksuba and about Choyvay. You have to speak out clearly. These are one of the two reasons why you're selling the property. So the man asking, what are we talking about over here? And then if you want to tell me the Baal Choyvay of the Kechovim, that the Baal Choyvay, the one that's collecting the money, is a guy right now, and it's because of Ribis. That's why we sell the same as property. Again, the question is Mitzayis, where the girl listen and wait for 30 days. And the Pshit that Hadamin was a Baal Chav Yisrael, a Jew. So Bishleim, the Rafun, and Brother, Rabbi Yeshua, again, look like Bishchayiv Meida. As the answer we're talking about now with the owner, before he died, the father said, clearly he owes the money. So therefore, there's no Shali paid up ready, therefore, we'll sell the property right now. El the Rav Pop, again, that says only Mishra Mitzvah, that's why we don't sell the Yisraimims. So now that they're still kids, we shouldn't sell it. So Bishleim, Miksubi, Kriyatsa, Mishram Chimah, that's the reason why we sell it. El Baal Chav Kasha, if it's a regular Yisrael, there's no Ribbis involved, so why are we selling it? The answer is no, according to a popular, the middle of Baal Chav Kachovim. He's a guy, and there's Ribbis, there's interest involved. And the reason why we're selling the property is that the Yisraimim should not lose out the interest of all the years. Or Kugayin again, Shekibu Allah, the Dini Yisrael, that the guy accepted to wait the 30 days until the Jews, until the Bethel will pay him up. So the question is, Nochemol, I kibla linta lu adigadli. If he accepted to wait, so let's wait and wait, let's, let the guy wait until the Yisem become Gedolim? The answer again is no. We only accept it to wait 30 days and not to wait so long. So Kotel is no cash on Rapapa. Now the Mosh has a third reason. Rav Amim Mishum Shaver. Not really a third reason, but another reason why we don't collect money from Yisem is because you have to be afraid maybe there was a receipt. That's like a Funa. And maybe the father really paid it up. In other words, somebody now, Reuven is coming now with a shtar chayv saying that your father owed this money. So the reason why it doesn't make the same pay up now is you have to be afraid maybe it was paid up and maybe the father has a receipt. And even though this Reuven, the Baal Chayv, has the shtar, the reason why it wasn't ripped up was because the Leiva has a receipt. So that's why we don't make the same pay up. Are this Omele Rafuna bread of Yeshua the Rava? Are we afraid that maybe it was paid up and there's a receipt involved? If you're tonight, we learn like this. Anytime Bezdin takes away money from you when you're not around, let's say a person goes out of town and doesn't have to collect up from him, so you only have the right to collect if they swear they didn't get the money yet. Rashi says, where the husband sends a get to his wife and living on the other side, and he went over the ocean. So when she gets the get, she wants to collect the ksuba. So the din is we let her collect it if she swears she didn't collect it yet. It once happened in the case of Antuchi like this. That the Yomar Lashonar al Ksubas Ishu was only said that by Ksubas Ishu we let it pay up Shloi Bifnei the Baal. Mishum Chinah, because there we always said we want them to find grace, we want to be nice to them, we always let them get the ksuba. But a Baal Chayv that comes to collect, let's say the Leiva skipped town, so we don't let the Baal Chayv collect the money right now if the Leiva's not around. But Gisa should be Verovo Omar, Rav Nachman, no, Afilu Baal Chayv Nam, even a Baal Chayv also, we let him collect the money now if the Malva, if the Leiva skipped town, we let the Malva collect even without the Leiva being here. Now the question is why? The chayish to show if you're afraid that maybe from the shtar is no good, was paid up, there's a receipt. Hasam namin echesh, there also. Let's be afraid, maybe this malva that has a shtar really was paid up already. And there was a receipt involved. And the leiva has a receipt. So how can we let the malva collect without the leiva being here? Why are we afraid? Maybe there was a receipt already written on the shtar. Or Malay, Yinsen's back. Hasam, that's a different reason. Could you mean like we say the reason over there, Taima? That's what the corner for every malva. Otherwise, people won't lend money. Because if the malva would know that he lends money, and then the leiva just has to run away, skip town, and he can never get his money back, so every leiva would do that. They'll just skip town. So in order to make a takana that doesn't help to skip town, there they had to make a takana. Now, if the malva comes to collect the money, he has to starve, and the leiva is not in town, then we have a right to collect even shleiva funav. There had to be this takana, or else people won't lend money. So if we've got a kasha, why over here we're saying, the Rebbe says, the reason why we don't collect from Yisraimim is because of a shaiva. Omar Rebbe says like this, Hilchasa, what's the law called? Is called Chinu Nifsi Yisraimim. We don't go down to sell the property of Yisraim to pay up until they get oil. Again, because we're afraid, maybe the money was really paid up already. But if the Imam Tunu, let's say the father said before he died, Tunu, give it, then it's kokakin. Then the father we do, we're not afraid it was paid up. The father said, give it. What's going to be sodizu and monazu? The father said clearly, this field belongs to Reuven, or this money belongs to Reuven, the zakakin. And vema mida napatropis. We don't have to put an apotropis here, someone to take care. The father said clearly, which property goes away? So we give away that property to the person. What's going to be, the father stam said, sodistam, I owe Reuven a field. They didn't say which one. Or else the monastam, I owe Reuven money. He didn't say which money. Then shrewdness kakakin, that Bezdin goes down to the property right now to pay up. But umamidim apotropis, Bezdin first put on apotropis, the guardians there to take care, to make sure they pay the right property, not to make sure the Yisraelim get chipped. But now we have to value which property yes, which property no, exactly how much money. So now Bezdin puts down an apotropis there, a guardian to take care. Amri nadoi, they say, in all cases, we go down to collect from the Yisraelim's property, and we put an apotropis there to make sure they don't lose out. Levad excluding Menimtsa Shadashen Shalai. That let's say two of them come and tell the Yisraelim, you know,
this property you have did not belong to your father, it belongs to somebody else. Then we don't need any apotropis. The story is, the Yachzuk is Sadeh B'Shak Lemechav Kinim. We're not going to be afraid. Maybe these Edom are lying. We're not afraid Edom come to lie. So therefore, if Edom tell us, you should know this property you have did not belong to your father, belong to somebody else, so that's it. We listen to the Edom and we give the property back to somebody else. But any other time that we have to go collect money from the Yisraimim, we put an apotropis there. Rashi says, Bekula means that even if the father said, Sadezu, Manezu, still we put an apotropis there. Yeah. Because until it gets paid back, we have to have a guardians there. Amar Rav Ashi, Hilkach, therefore, is the Kukei Lemesakinon. Why? The Amar Rav Yilkosayim Zakakin. That Stamazir from Yisayimim, if Stamabalachayim comes, we don't go to sell the field right now. Like Rav asked before, we're afraid maybe there's a shaver, maybe we're paid up. So Minas Stam, we don't go to sell the property now until it becomes a Godel. And a Zakin. But Vimatakinon, if for any reason, Bezin does see fit not to go to pay up the money, Maglin and Apotropis, then yes, Bezin first has to put a special guardians there, an Apotropis there, to make sure the same don't lose out, and this property is sold the right way, everything is done the right way. Because the Amri Nadoi, Nadoi says like this, the Kulon Nizokkin, Umamidin Apotropis. In all cases, Taka, we do put an Apotropis. Levad excluded only one case, Minim Se Sode Shem Shaloi. Only in the case we find that clear the property doesn't belong to him. And the swar is there, Yazuki Sadi Bishakla Mechaskinon. Like if two Edom come and tell us clearly this property doesn't belong to him, so then we listen to the Edom. And then you don't need an apotropis. Then right away we tell the Yisraimim, this property is not yours. But any other time that we don't stand, take it away right away. We have to first sit down to make sure the money, how much money, and exactly where, when, what, then first we put an apotropis. Yeah. Again, this is going even on the side that Bezin, for some reason, there's ribbis involved, that Bezin would collect the money right now. But even when Bezin goes to collect it, first you have to put an apotropis there to make sure everything's done the right way. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.